Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 29th of February, the last day of February 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
And greetings.
And he's, you know, sitting here.
How was your weekend?
Ignored the Oscars, got hacked by someone in China.
Yeah, he got into
had to reset a lot of passwords and accounts. It was and finish taxes. You know, so.
And you're a Mac guy.
Yes. Well, somebody in somewhere in China with an iPhone 5 got into my iTunes account, and the rest was chaos.
You know what? I wonder sometimes because I know you're extremely thorough.
Did he order sukiyaki?
This has been no. He ordered a $139 video game for his iPhone.
Oh,
which I did a little investigation. This is a growing problem for Apple users that iTunes accounts are getting hacked regularly. And what they do is they set up these fake because you can do what's called an in-app purchase when you have a game. So what these people do is they set up these bogus games, make in-app purchases, and rake the money off.
Wow. Okay.
It's billions of dollars.
How did you find out that they hacked?
I got a message from Apple informing me. I got a receipt that was in either Cantonese or Mandarin. I can't read either, of course. But it was all chicken track, and I said, uh-oh, this is not good.
Oh, no.
So I was able to get control of my account back by using my backup email. By then they had they'd gone through that to draw money out of my PayPal. So I changed all that info. We canceled the credit card associated with PayPal, backtracking mm-hmm. as far as we could to firewall ourselves and shut down the iTunes account.
Okay.
So access to all the songs that I had purchased through that iTunes account. Poof.
Oh boy. So your file that you put together with your faves.
Can you download the songs from that you pay for and put them on something else?
With iTunes, it's tricky. I have to go back now and try to, you know, explain what happened. They can look at the, I can read off the list of, fortunately, I never did buy a whole lot from iTunes. I bought a few movies from them on my Apple TV, which I also have to reconfigure. So, major pain in the butt.
Okay. Gosh darn it. Well, it's leap year. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. I know, it's just some weird stuff, you know.
This only happened
during leap year. The moon was full. I had people, strangers, just saying, wow, thank God that moon has passed because there were some planetary alignments that were just coming into fruition for 6 months and it was crazy. So, okay. And by the way, can I have that shade of pink lipstick? seriously. 42 degrees in the downtown studio. It's partly sunny today with highs of 72. Tonight calls for mostly cloudy of around 46. Chance of showers tomorrow, folks. Highs of 68. And then partly cloudy tonight. We'll tell you more. Forecast as the hour progresses here in the National Weather Service and our weather here in Reading in the North State is brought to you by
Siesta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Senior and Veterans Discounts, give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. That's right. Hey, Bob, I've heard echoes. Am I echoing? What's going on here?
What you're hearing is an artifact of the processing that's going on. The compressor that makes your voice sound so dulcet and so wonderful.
Oh, dulcet tones. Mine's great.
That's a little bit of artifact from that processing.
Okay, because I heard it on the commercial, too. It sounded echoey.
I can make the echo go away, but everything else would go with it.
What, you mean I sound like this anyway, don't I? Yeah. Don't I?
You touch something now, all of a sudden I'm distorting. Okay. Anyway, surrounded in history and superstition, February 29th, which is today, only comes once every 4 years.
Wait a second. If you're going to sigh deeply, you've got to turn off your...
Was that me? No.
No, your microphone.
But, well, if... if you use Google, sign in, because I've got a very cute doodle about leap year.
Oh, cute. Okay, well, today, of course, it's leap year today, and it comes once in every 4 years, and we have one today, of course. Here are a few facts about leap day. Well, Bachelor's Day in Ireland, it's Bachelor's Day, a traditional holiday when women propose to men. Scotland began the tradition in 1288 by passing a law permitting women to propose, and if refused, the man had to pay a fine. Now, this tradition is just as amusing.
Now they pay a fine if they accept.
Well, that's true. Traditional is just as amusing in a historical tidbit, so no longer. Anyway, two Gregorian calendar roots. Pope Paul III, the last of the Renaissance popes, was born on a leap day in 1468. Interestingly enough, it was another pope who established the Gregorian calendar, Pope Gregory the 13th. Julius Caesar introduced the idea, but the math he used wasn't quite right, creating too many leap years, especially every 400 years. We ended up three extra days. So to compensate, centuries must be divisible, by 400 to count as leap years. Years like 1700, 1800, and 1900 are only 365 days long rather than 366.
Wow.
I think that's cool stuff. What about you?
I think the picture of the frog that was next to it was pretty cool, too.
Leap day babies. The chances of having a baby on leap day are around 1 in 1,461, according to the BBC.
So does that mean their birthday, then, is in truly once every 10 years or 4 years, right?
Well, I'm getting there. Oh. Leap year babies, called leaplings. Oh, you're just a leapling. You know what? We should put that in the presidential debate. You're just a leapling, are said to have unusual talents by astrologers.
With a bad pen.
Two women have given birth to three leap day babies, according to the New York Daily News. The Henriksen family from Norway had their children on leap days in 1960, 64, and 68. They had three leaplings. The most recently family to tie the record in the Estes family from Utah. The children were born in 204, 08, 212. So anyway,
Does that mean you only have a birthday every 4 years, though? So in reality, instead of being 40, you're 10.
I guess. In order to gain the cooperation of the indigenous people of Jamaica, Christopher Columbus used the lunar eclipse on February 29th, 1504, to his advantage. According to the BBC, the local chiefs decided to stop helping his crew with the food and provisions they had been supplying, so he told them that God was going to punish them by painting the moon red. During the eclipse, Columbus and God would end the punishment if they cooperated. So okay. February 29th calls for a lot of things. Hattie McDonald became the first black woman to win the Oscar, according to History.com. She was awarded for her role in Gone with the Wind. Let's talk about that in the next segment.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. This is the last day for a huge sale they're having over there, where you can save 50% on limited edition beds, and Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. But you know what? You don't go down there just for the price. You go down because it's the bed itself.
You can go leap on the bed.
You can leap on the bed. My Sleep Number leaping, my leaping Sleep Number setting is 85. Linda's leaping Sleep Number setting is 40. You're half the person you used to be there.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm moving it around. It's my prerogative.
That's right, because you can do that with Sleep Number. You have the dual air technology. It's rated number one in America by Consumer Report. We've used this bed for several years, and we just love it. And you can sleep the best there as you ever could. Anywhere is on Sleep Number. And how do you get a Sleep Number? Really, how do you get the Sleep Number with the Sleep IQ technology? You head on down to the Target Shopping Center, and you go on over to the Sleep Number store. You see Brian or Janet lay on the bed. Let them show you how well it fits you. You've never had a bed that adjusted to you like this one does. Sleep Number. Target Shopping Center. Go on down. Last day of a huge sale. Head on down there. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning, and Carl and Linda Bott. It's 42 degrees out there, going up to a beautiful 72 degrees. We'll be right back. What you want?
Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's that time of year again for the Redding Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and of course, reloading supplies. The Redding Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Happy Monday morning, the last day of February. It is leap day, leap year. Not really sure what that means. Does that give us a pass for something?
No, nothing at all. There is no passes. Good morning, everybody.
There
Welcome
are no
back.
Passes.
There are no passes. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 14. There is no free lunch.
No, there you go.
Unless, of course, you go to the city council meeting tomorrow night, and then you're going to see the epitome of a free lunch. Now, let's just talk about what they're going to discuss. Do we have a homeless problem? Yes, we have a homeless problem. How do we handle the problem? How do we handle the homeless problem? Well, the way that our city seems to be leaning into is the Utah method as opposed to the San Antonio method. Now, what are they? The Utah method with Lloyd Pendleton that was in here, and the other one is the San Antonio way they do it with a guy by the name of Green who came in, and both of them are successful. But which one do you like? The one from San Antonio takes people that are wandering and stumbling through the streets and homeless, and you take them to a sobering center, and you get them dried out for a little bit, 2 or 3 days. Then you give them the opportunity to move into safe housing that they're provided for, so they can then be cleaned up, sobered up, and trained and educated for jobs. This was working in San Antonio. The second way is the Utah way. The Utah plan by Lloyd Pendleton, and by the way, both the gentlemen were on the station there. both of them talked to us for an hour, what Lloyd Pendleton's plan and what the Utah plan is, you take your chronically homeless, the ones that are there, you take them off the street, you put them into a house or housing. They do not have to do anything beyond that except, one, not deal drugs or get violent. Of these groups that they take off the streets, the chronically homeless, let's say there's 10 of them. 10% are going to better themselves and move forward. 8 to 10% are going to be kicked out and back on the streets because they're dealing drugs or whatever they're doing. But another 10% is they just leave. They just kind of wander away. The remainder of them, at least 50%, and those, you know, I know that they don't add, doesn't add up to 100%, but 50% at least stay there for life. Yes, that's right. They stay there for life. They have their housing paid for. They have their medical paid for. They have their food paid for. Everything. Do they? What do they do? Do they stop using drugs? No. Do they stop drinking? No. Do they have to do anything? No. This is the Utah plan. We've taken 91% of our chronic homeless off the streets. Is that all the homeless? No. Oh, no. Of course not. Just the chronically homeless. What about all the rest of the people that are coming in, transients, all that? Well, yeah, they're still out in the streets. This is our chronically homeless. We've worked in 91% of the cases. Of course it has. You've taken a person and given them a home, food, medical attention for free. They don't have to do anything. I said, what about people that come there to get on this program? He says, well, you got to figure that in there. This is Mr. Pendleton, who, by the way, is a very sincere man. I'm very, you know, very charismatic. I see what he's doing. He said, but it takes, we know you're going to get those anyway. Those people are going to come anyway. Okay. Not necessarily, but all right. So here's what our city wants to do, my friends. And this is where you need to kind of maybe take a look, maybe head on down tomorrow. I would. I'm going to be out of town in Sacramento at the Civilian Advisory Board for the California Highway Patrol. Otherwise, I would be there. And this is what I would say. I believe in helping people. I do. I believe in getting people off the street. But I also believe that people on the street owe us, the taxpayers, at least to try to clean themselves up. At least try to move on with their lives. Are you prepared, my friends, in Redding, California, to pay for somebody the rest of their lives if indeed this is the plan that Redding comes up with? I can tell you there are members of the city staff that don't like this idea. They cannot understand why we would have to pay the citizens and where the straits that we are in right now to pay for people the rest of their lives. So I think it's important that people go down there and voice this, that if you're going to help the homeless, the chronically homeless, that they must come back and try, at least try, to live to some kind of standards. And if that means, you know what, maybe stop doing drugs, you know, get into a treatment program, get into a treatment program. But these are no strings attached. That's the Utah plan. Now, you have to also remember Utah is the home of the Latter-day Saints. It's a Mormon culture. It's a Mormon government. It just is. So ask yourself, is this something we want to do on the front page of the paper, or crime is rising? Yeah, crime's rising because we don't have enough deputies. We can't hire deputies. Why can't we hire sheriff's deputies? Because we pay them squat. That's right. As soon as they get them trained, the better ones will then move on to another job that pays them almost twice as much. In the area, 30 to 40% more, and they don't even have to move. So let's talk about that. Maybe some of those funds are for that. But this homeless thing, yes, help. Yes, get a sobering center. Somebody had a great letter to the editor about, why don't we just build this huge sobering and drying out and daycare center where you can get all these people that are in the library right now laying there, sleeping, using the bathrooms, give them a place to go to, at least during the day. But you don't have to take care of them the rest of their lives. Does this make sense to any? Does this make sense to you? That this is what the Utah plan is. We take care of them the rest of their lives. and they don't have to do anything. What about the young mother who's working two jobs to keep a roof over the head of her and her kids, and she looks over there and sees her tax money is going to take some druggie who continues to use drugs, and he has everything provided to him.
I need to interrupt you here. When you're saying that they don't have to do anything, are you telling me that they're talking about a program that completely, you just, here, we're going to take care of you now forever. You don't need to show up, put out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Put out an effort is what I'm talking about.
Let me say this, and as simply as I can. Yes.
Caseworkers. Caseworkers for each individual that talks
unless
about.
Unless something was said that I missed, and I don't think so because this is what he said. You will take care of these people do not leave. In the Utah program, they don't have to leave. Let's go to the phones. Dale, am I wrong?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fine.
Good morning.
Is my synopsis of this wrong?
No, you're spot on. And after, you know, we pulled another 5,000 pounds of trash out of Mercy Canyon this weekend. and you build it, they will come. I did a little studying on the Utah plan, and I looked at their point in time numbers from 10 years ago. They were roughly 14,000 people. I looked at their point in time count from last year. They're still at 14,000 people. So they took care of the chronic homeless, but the numbers haven't changed. And like you said, all they're doing is just, yeah, give them free everything.
You know, and the problem I really have with this is, are we in Reading of that type that we can just provide everything to somebody and they don't even have to change their behavior, which in many cases has gotten them there. And yet we have other people just working their butt, two jobs, busting their hump. And
exactly. I would rather have a program for the single mom that's about ready to get homeless than just giving a bunch of free stuff to people.
Hello. Thank you, Dale.
Yeah.
That's 5,000 pounds out of Shasta Canyon. Thanks a lot, Dale.
We also, the biggest thing here you want to know, and I have a bunch of pictures of this, we collected needles off the ground out of these homeless camps, and we filled a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh.
That's just disgusting. I mean, and think about the health hazard. So,
this was right in the watershed that goes into Sulphur Creek. I mean, right in the watershed.
And we wonder why people are being born with all of these ailments. Let's talk about that.
Oh, you don't even want to get me started. It's just ridiculous. And, I mean, the whole Utah thing just gets me kind of, I mean, they have a prison system that works. They don't have AB 109. They don't have Prop 47. They have consequences for, you know, people's actions.
Well, yeah, and here we go into, again, you know, Utah is a completely different place than we are in how they can push all their money into certain things. But what you said was, and this is what I believed, and you just came up with the figures, is that their homeless problem, their transients, those people out living on the streets, it's still there.
It's still there. I've worked out there. It's still there. It's still bad. And if anything, I was looking at the questionnaires from 10 years ago. I was looking for the questionnaires now. The way kind of you would classify somebody as chronically homeless has kind of changed also. Plus the people doing the point in time counts, you can kind of, I mean, it just depends on which box you check. You can kind of fudge those numbers on whether they're chronically homeless or not.
Oh.
I don't think they've really fixed anything.
Well,
I really like what the guy, you know, has to say. I like what they're doing, but it's not some big magic fix.
Okay. Dale, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. You guys have a great day.
You bet.
5,000 pounds. Today, when you're driving around.
That's just in one spot.
Behind Mercy Hospital, thank you. Which, where you go to get healed. And then down the back way.
The slope there.
5 gallons.
Five gallons of needles. 5 gallon.
Yeah. Filled a 5-gallon jug or barrel of needles. That just is like the worst fingernail on the blackboard feeling for me.
Other people are talking about being on these, you know, people say, well, this is how we're going to handle the homeless is by putting them in housing. No, it's not going to work because if you've got 500 people that, you know, that they just counted, that they say are homeless in this city, 500. So you put 250 of them What are you going to put 100 of them into housing? All right, 100 at $13,000 a piece. And that's what they said for a year. That's just for the housing part of it. We're not even talking about any of the support services. And these are figures from the paper and from the people that are backing this thing. You still got 400 people out there on the streets. Now you're saying, well, we got to do something. Why don't we look at that San Antonio thing where you are looking to a daycare center to get them off the streets and a place to clean up, to take showers, to go to the bathroom, to plug in their computers,
devices,
everything they have, you know, I mean, their cell phones that are given to them, all of these things.
So they're not stealing electricity.
Before we sign up for a lifetime of watching people or taking care of people. I mean,
like a sober center.
Yeah, well, that's what we're, you know, a sober center, daycare center.
Yes.
I don't care. It could be part of each. And you could have people there to help. Anyway, we'll be right back.
All right.
7:32 in the morning. Well, you know what? This is not over because they're going to vote on this tomorrow. And Kristen Schrader is going to push for it. Unless they have something there that says, okay, we've got to have some kind of rules. Just that's all we want is something that says, look, they've got to do something to try and help themselves. We can't just continue to pour money on them if they're not wanting. This cannot be no strings attached. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northern California is hosting a community-wide free event on Friday, March 4th at Reading Christian Fellowship Church from 6 to 8:30. Join us for a beautiful evening of worship, presentations from our team, client stories, an open mic for Q&A, as well as a call to action. If you have a heart for celebrating life in our community, we'd love for you to partner with us at this event. Please RSVP at carenetnorcal.org/upcomingevents. Call 530-246-7075.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. It's 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Bob, what's happening at the lake?
Actually, I've been resetting the Mac here, so I'll have that information for you in just a few moments.
All right, well, I'm seeing numbers up here in front of us. It's going to be 72 today with our lows at 46. Nice day outside. Tomorrow will be a chance of showers. So anyway, here we are back at KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday, Leap Day, last day of February. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Properties by Merit and Mary McCurdy. She is one who wants to help her clients, whether it's their first house, their last house, or if it's a business. Mary McCurdy over at Properties by Merit. Check out her website at marymccurdy.com. Or give her a call, 949-1550. Hey, you know, there's some comments on the chat room. It says, Housing First will provide habitat for honey oil labs, prostitution, fencing, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, Carl has one thing wrong. It is illegal to operate a honey lab. What? I never said that. What I said was, as long as they didn't break the law, they could stay there in the sense of operating honey labs or, you know, dealing drugs or those kind of things. And not even violence, as the guy from Utah said. Pendleton says, no, we'll just move into another housing area so they get, you know, so they can get along better maybe. But again, there are programs out there that get the person sober and start training them for a job and training them at least for life, helping them get ready for life. As opposed to, you can continue to drink and shoot up. And by the way, when you take your needles after you shoot up, put them in this little disposable box. Okay, right. All right. But speaking of law and order, we're here with Lucky Jeswani. The chief, is that right so far?
Senior
deputy district attorney, as opposed to chief, who is
Stephanie Bridget.
Yes. Good morning. Big shout out.
Good morning.
I'm sure she's watching right now. She's listening right now just to make sure you don't, you know,
screw anything up, of course. Yeah. Good morning, Carl and Linda. Happy Leap Day to both
yes,
of you.
Yes, happy Leap Day, too.
See, if you were born on Leap Day.
You'd be a leapling.
I know. I'd be, quarter years younger, right?
Yeah.
That would be. And if you were from Mount Shasta, you could be a Leparian leapling.
Oh, yeah?
Lemurian.
Lemurian. That's right.
Yes,
Lemurian,
today would be a Leparian. So.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, okay.
Next Tuesday.
A week from tomorrow.
It's a big day. We've got a Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair going on. I've been geared up, setting up, planning. Boy, I feel like I'm an event planner sometimes on some mornings when I'm popping into work.
Okay, tell everybody what Tuesday is
just
again.
A
okay.
Little elf.
We're
here.
Talking about the event, but it's at the Veterans Hall. This is really important. We talked about it at length last week, but, you know, we brought you on again so that we can refresh everyone in their calendars that now that we're past February, what's happening in March and how this is such an important event for information on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's on March 8th, 9 to noon at the Veterans Hall, just like you said, Linda. We're going to have 41 agencies that are going to be there that provide services to veterans and seniors related to how to avoid becoming a victim of fraud and what exactly to do should you become a victim. So it's preventative and, you know, what do you got to do to make sure to clean up the mess after it may happen. So those 41 agencies, we've got about, I'd say, 12 to 15 coming up from Sacramento and San Francisco. I was completely shocked that some of these larger government agencies were able to support us and come all the way up to Redding to help out and create a nice educational forum for our citizens up here in Shasta County. The rest are local agencies, and they've got a lot of great programs. Some of them fly under the radar because not a lot of people know about them, but they provide excellent services for education and prevention.
Okay, one more time, the education prevention for?
Fraud. So an identity theft. So fraud is just a nice umbrella term. It'll relate to identity theft. Scams.
iPhone scams.
Email
scams. Bob just went through that this weekend with and his iPhone, and he's like Mr. Computer Geek. In a good way. Love my geeks.
Yeah, it's getting pretty scary. I was just scrolling through some news articles over the weekend, and apparently there's a new CEO email scam that somebody got duped for almost $1 million. So these scams don't discriminate. They don't discriminate against age, gender, or even wealth.
Well, okay. So now that's going to be next Thursday. It's going to be what time
does
it start?
Tuesday.
I'm sorry, Tuesday at the Veterans Hall down on Yuba Street, and it starts what time?
9 o'clock in the morning.
Now we're going to do a remote from 7 to 9 there.
Yep, that'll be great.
So so we can talk to some of the people that are there to talk, you know, kind of get the information out earlier.
That's great.
So we'd like to have, you know, some of the guys and girls there, and of course you and
absolutely
Stephanie, and then some of the people that are saying, hey, here's some things that people can do.
Yeah, it'll be a great opportunity for people to get warmed up about it because our agencies are going to start setting up their booths starting at 7:30 in the morning. So we'll have them there ready to talk and kind of get people a little bit of pre-information before they come over to the event itself.
Okay, great. So we'll be there. What else is going on, Luke?
Boy, it's busy all the time. We've got a lot of cases going on. Besides this event itself, just jam-packed with new cases, new complaints being received. Joe and I are out there doing presentations for community outreach efforts. We just did one the other day for the Sunrise Rotary Club. And after that, that same afternoon, people must have heard about it. I got 3 emails requesting for senior homes and a few other local organizations that wanted us to do nice presentations. We've got a great program that Joe and I have put together, and it's always well received.
All right. Now, you talked about this, shifting gears a little bit. You said there's another program in town. You know, we were talking about Housing First. You said there's another program that, and I think they've been on the show before, but what's the name of this program as far as talking about the homeless where you're trying to for training people?
Well, you know, Tama County is involved with one where, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's all partnered with some nonprofit charity. And this is me just speaking on my personal capacity, employment capacity, where they're supporting people, getting them transitioned from whatever criminal activity, and it's mild, usually drug addiction or some sort of substance addiction.
Not heavy stuff.
Not heavy stuff. They're not sex registrants or anything like that, Megan's Law type violators. It's just standard is the drug violations or substance abuse. And they move them into housing, and they get them squared away. They teach them a trade. They get them into a traditional lifestyle, so they get into a more routine lifestyle that you and I would just have.
And it's simple, too. It's like getting up at a certain time. It's getting yourself taking a shower or cleaning up and getting on the road.
Getting ready for the day.
And getting ready for work.
And feeling an award.
Actually doing it.
Rewarding for
different.
Being productive. You know, feeling that's like a, that's a drug in itself. When you feel like, wow, I really accomplished that.
And it's a small thing. But you're right, Lyndon, we were talking on the break. There's a young man. He's got all the potential in the world, but he doesn't have the drive to do any of this. I said, well, the first thing you do to make, you know, to get your life back on track is get up tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock and call me.
Yep.
Of course, he didn't do it. And
that's too bad.
It is too bad because otherwise, how are you going to get a job? How are you going to get into school? How are you going to? I mean, you know, you're 25 years old. What are you going to go through life, you know, like this?
It's something you and I just take for granted as routine, but it's a challenge for some people. But I think accepting that challenge and making the change really sets them up really well.
It's tough. Yeah. And, you know, Good News Rescue Mission does this. They take a lot of people and help. And there's other programs here in town that also help people, you know, do this. That doesn't include the housing of them. But I understand, according to, I think, the sheriff and the chief, is a sobering center would have a huge impact.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. And you know,
I mean, they wouldn't even get in front of you.
That'd be much, much better, I'm sure.
Anyway.
And that'd be great.
Okay. Big thing, though, Lucky's here for is next Tuesday. It starts
Tuesday.
At 9 o'clock. It's going to be fraud prevention for seniors and veterans, by the way.
Our two most targeted groups of victims for fraud.
At the Veterans Hall.
Exactly.
Beginning at 9 a.m.
There's going to be 41 different groups there.
Yeah, we're expecting a couple hundred people to be there. We'll have lots of good giveaways. We're also going to have a speaker series starting at 10:30 where you're going to get even more detailed information than just being at each little booth.
That's right. And we're going to be there from 7 to 9 in the morning, and we'll be talking to some of the people and talking about the things that we can do to help prevent fraud.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah,
Lucky,
great.
Lucky Jaswani, Shasta County District Attorney's Office, the Senior Deputy District Attorney.
Thank you so much, Carl.
You
and
bet.
And Linda as well.
Thank you so much. Have a great day the rest of the day.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You know our love was meant to be the kind
Lindy Bott and the Bluebirds March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy. For deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's villainous fun at the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino Year to Remember, Saturday, March 5th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. Join us as we recognize amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, so channel your favorite villains for the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember, Saturday, March 5th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, because there's one in all of us. For more information, call 242-4516.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
All right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah.
It's 12 minutes until 8 o'clock, sorry. 42 degrees out there, going up to 72 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Reading Civic Auditorium. Hey, March 4th, this week, C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters will be there. And you talk about the devil, you know, the devil is reaching out to show you how to be tempted. This is just an outstanding play. It's just played, I mean, it's just had rousing, great reviews all over the United States. You can't beat it. So head on down to the Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters at the Civic Auditorium. You can get your tickets at www.readingcivic.com, and that's the only place, readingcivic.com, or give them a call at 229-0022 or just stop by the box office. The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. Okay.
Okay, I really want to talk about this.
You don't want to talk about the Oscars?
Okay. Well,
you want to talk about?
What are you going to talk about the Oscars? What are you going to say?
I thought the Oscars, it finally, it got to you. It's a self-licking ice cream cone, where they take this opportunity to tell us all the bad things we're doing. From, you know, this is after they're, you know, after they pull in their $20 million for their movies, and they can tell us all the bad things we're doing as they fly away on their own jets. And it's like And it makes no difference.
Well, I correct you in, I would say a correction there, not correct you because you have your opinion. It's not all the bad things. It's just that gone are the days of fantasy and film. Because then when you come to the award show, it's wonderful to see how people look. You know, we love, I have a group of gals. We get together and we watch the red carpet. Just love to see what they're wearing. And Robin, she was the interviewer yesterday, interviewee. And she's very good. I think it's ABC, Good Morning America. And it was wonderful to see that part of it, you know, Stallone and how beautiful they look. You know, I love that part. And then I hate to think that the Oscars have become trashy. I mean, the Golden Globes had so many, where they bleeped out. There were two to three moments last night where they bleeped somebody's inappropriate language. And then it felt like every single person that was on stage that won either Best Song, was up for Best Song. I mean, I understand there's tragedies in the world, but it just gets like, are we watching politics at an awards show for you acting in a film? So everybody took that moment to make it their personal platform. That exhausts me. And it turned me off, frankly. Really turned me off. Then I watched the news this morning, and I'm turned off with what's happening with our candidates and the bad mudslinging. The little hands, the small Rubio, the Rubio flashing back at Donald Trump about a spray tan and his little hands, you know what little hands mean. It just is, we've just gotten to this place where we're crawling in the mud. The mud is under the fingernails. The mud is in the orifices. The mud is in the teeth. And we are all accepting it. When are we going to stop this crap? It makes me so mad.
These are the potential leaders of the free world.
There's nothing classy about it.
You're starting to make Hillary look almost.
Our forefathers are rolling in their graves.
Almost making Hillary look palatable. No, we're that's hard to say.
An incremental process whereby we have lost civility.
Oh, this has been going on.
You know what it
is
to have gentleman manners.
What's wrong with talking about the topics and saying, this is what I plan to do on immigration. This is what I plan to do on the Middle East. This is what I plan to do to put America back to work. Instead, well, maybe they are, but the only thing that the news media is fixating on is their insults. Oh, look at his tan. Oh, he's having problems with taxes. Oh, tiny, tiny Rubio. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, Trump, you know, Donald Trump is setting the bar.
Yeah, and it's not a
high
bar.
And some of the things he's saying. And I'm just kind of, I'm at this point where it's kind of like, you know, Donald, it's time, you're leading. You need to take that step up. Take the step up instead of the step down. Take the step up if you want to be a leader of this nation to get people to follow you. Maybe it's time to stop acting in an adolescent, behaviorish way.
I think we have, what we're experiencing here is that we're a society now that's trying to say stop bullying, and yet That's what we're experiencing. That's what I'm feeling in my heart, okay? It's just my feeling, okay? You can, whatever you feel is what you feel. For me, because I was bullied big time as a kid, that makes me feel that those men that are running for the leader of our country, I need to have somebody that I look up to, that I feel safe with, that I feel is a gentleman, that is going to talk to other leaders in the world and behave in a way that, you know, you're going to have the dinners and the stuff that goes with that, that's statemently conduct. And I'm not feeling it. I'm feeling the bully. And last night watching the Oscars, I hate to kind of equate the two, but they're kind of all in the same cesspool.
I would point out that if you are a student of history and you read some of the newspaper articles from 50, 60 years ago, things haven't...
They haven't changed yet.
The language got a little more explicit, but the undertone of nastiness in politics has been
No. If you look back in the 1700s, I mean, they would shoot... there'd be an article. There'd be an article in a newspaper, and you could go down... At least you could go down and challenge the reporter to a duel. Now, you don't pick a fight with somebody that buys ink, ink by the bear load. Yeah. But... I think, though, what you said. And then it has the front page. Hillary breaking away from the pack. What pack? What pack is out there with Hillary? You got Bernie Sanders, a self-avowed socialist. How do you break away from the pack when there's only one other person? So, and frankly, Hillary, if you should be embarrassed anyway by the fact he's getting all these votes. But Hillary Clinton... Is this somebody, here's the other side. Exactly. We're talking about the Republicans. Let's talk about the Democrats. We've got a woman there that could be indicted for this, for what she did on secrets or her handling of this whole matter with classified information. I mean, the Justice Department is in it with the FBI. What happens if they come down with an indictment with her in July that says that she's got to go to trial because she could be found guilty of a felony? I mean, come on. And, people already don't think that she tells the truth. She doesn't have a very much of a likable rating. And when Bill Clinton comes out and starts to campaign for her, Trump turns around and slams him for his treatment of women. And this, and guess what? It's true. Clinton's treatment of women, as his personal playthings for so many years, it's coming back to haunt him. But it's also coming back to haunt Hillary. So here's the question you have to ask yourself. You've got people running. At least you would hope that they'd start raising it up to a higher level at this point. But I guess maybe we'd have to wait for Super Tuesday, which is tomorrow, and so many delegates come out tomorrow. And that should throw some people out of the race.
Okay, here's another thing that's in the headlines today. A U.S. student held in North Korea since early January was detained for trying to steal an item bearing a propaganda slogan from his Pyongyang hotel and had confessed to severe crimes against the state, the North official media said on Monday. Otto Warmbler, 21, a student at the University of Virginia, was detained before boarding his flight to China over an unspecified incident at his hotel, his tour agency told Reuters in January. What part, ladies and gentlemen, of teaching your children, when you go to a third world country and they have machine guns and chop people's heads off and think nothing of you touch something or look at something new wrong, you better follow the rules. Now, that's not to say that people have gone to foreign countries, even maybe when you're in Rome, you reach down and grab a pebble and think, it's probably an archaeological artifact, that's 2,000 years old,
that you took,
which is probably, you could also go to prison for. But to take a banner, to steal a banner, and this guy saying, I don't know what it is. Please help me. What part of I'm stealing a banner, I hope they don't catch me. So he thinks he's getting away with it. He's getting on a plane, and they're saying, you are not leaving.
Remember all those cameras that you don't see everywhere in North Korea? That's how they control their people. So this guy comes from, he goes to North Korea. And then, to steal this thing is absolutely stupidity. Whatever they do, beg, crawl on your stomach, we'll get to have somebody try to intercede for him. He's just a child. Well, he's 21 years old, and I hate to say this.
Jimmy Carter needs something to do.
Send Jimmy.
Well, they said he was with a group of 20 that were delayed. They were on a 5-day New Year's tour of North Korea. And he was with a group of 20 who delayed at immigration before being taken away by two airport officials. While the vast majority of tourists to North Korea are from China, roughly 6,000 Westerners visit the country annually. I've been in these countries where, again, you've got your machine guns. As soon as you enter the border, you don't do anything that could be taken the wrong way.
We'll be right back after these messages with Shelley Gibbs.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Republican Donald Trump picking up the endorsement of Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions and was on the campaign trail yesterday in Alabama, boasting that he alone among the GOP candidates could beat Hillary Clinton in a head-to-head contest.
I will beat her. The other guys are not going to beat her, folks. They're not going to win. They're not going to win. And I guarantee you one thing, we're going to be talking about those emails every moment of every day.
The emails to which he refers, the emails that may have appeared on the former Secretary of State's private email server when she was in that office. The Senate takes up a bipartisan bill this week, one aimed at tackling drug addiction. We get more on that from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The bill is called the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA. It would authorize funding for programs to combat prescription drug and heroin abuse. The bill also would increase the availability of naloxone, a drug to treat overdose. The push to pass this bill comes as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report in December cited overdose deaths in 2014 alone had reached an all-time high.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. Stocks have started the day with little change as traders consider corporate earnings and a lack of action by the world's leading economic policy makers as factors. Few Americans signed contracts to buy homes in January as cold weather put a damper on sales, according to this report from correspondent Jeremy House.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index fell 2.5% to 106 in January. The decline comes after the sales index averaged 108.9 in 2015, its highest level since 2006. The number of signed contracts declined in the Northeast, Midwest, and West. And while prospective sales improved slightly in the South, a shortage of listings has weighed down the potential for sales increases, similar to last year's increase.
And that report from correspondent Jeremy House. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
From the creators of God's Not Dead, a classroom answer could cost Grace Wesley everything.
They're looking to destroy you.
I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
God's Not Dead 2. In theaters April 1st. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
Nigerian President Muhammad Buhari has ordered an investigation into communal clashes which have left hundreds of people dead in a central state.
Local media report that some of the villages were razed to the ground, forcing a huge number of people to flee their homes. Benue State has a history of violent attacks between semi-nomadic herdsmen and farmers, often in revenge for cattle raiding. This flare-up in violence is the government's latest security challenge. It's currently fighting an Islamist insurgency in the northeast of the country and facing growing unrest.
As the BBC's Martin Patience reporting from Nigeria, billionaire Warren Buffett says the U.S. economy appears weaker than he thought it would be as recently as last fall. That does not change his optimistic long-term view of the country's prospects. He says Buffett appeared on CNBC today and addressed a variety of topics on the U.S. economy. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senator Charles Schumer wants to require the Federal Aviation Administration to institute minimum seat size rules for airlines, which he says now force passengers to sit on planes like sardines.
I will be introducing an amendment to require the airlines to go back to the old system, 35 inches, 18 inches, 35 inches for legroom, 18 inches as the width of the seat.
Schumer telling the Associated Press over the weekend that he would add an amendment to the FAA reauthorization bill that would require the new seat sizes. Starbucks says it plans to enter probably its most intimidating market ever, Italy. The coffee chain said on Sunday the first Starbucks will open in Milan in 2017. Could be a challenge, though. Coffee is already a very deep part of Italian culture, with myriad local shops already competing to sell high-quality espresso and cappuccinos. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and Bad Bob, the red man of Reading here.
Good morning, honey. Good morning. Currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios. Partly sunny today with our highs of 72, lows of 46. Tonight, partly cloudy as well. Tuesday calls for a chance of showers, 30% there with our high of 68. And again, partly cloudy with chance of showers tonight, tomorrow night at 46. Mostly sunny, 72 on Wednesday. And as we look for our Thursday forecast and our next page here that's stuck together, rain. Oh, with a high near 67, slight chance of showers Thursday night. Chances, we take it. Bring on the rain. We can do that.
It all started
Saturday, chance of showers. Saturday night, showers. Sunday, showers and cloudy with a high near 59. That's a great forecast. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-2793. Shall we go to the phones and find out what's happening tonight at the Tea Party meeting? Sally, good morning.
Well, we're going to go to Susan Eastman first, honey.
Oh.
It's because Susan's on the line. Hello,
good morning, Susan.
Let's have our Wells Fargo advisors.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, the major averages are trying to close the month in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 14 points at 16,655. The S&P 500 is down 44 cents, or sorry, 0.44 at 1948. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 10 points at 4,600. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple up $1.02, trading at $97.93 per share. Facebook off 8 cents at $107.81. PayPal positive 76 cents, trading at $38.27. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 32 cents at $98.67. Tri-Counties Bank down 7 cents, trading at $25.23. Bank of Commerce is flat and trading at $5.95. In the bond department, the benchmark 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 1.74%. And over to commodities, gold is up $10 an ounce at $12.32, silver up 7 cents at $14, and crude oil positive 41 cents, trading at $33 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan.
Eastman, thank you.
We had Susan on last week. It's very interesting we're going to actually sit down with Susan and we think the world of her. So fantastic. So, you were out of the room when we had the calls coming in and I got them mixed up. Now we go to Sally from, the Tea Party tonight. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yes, we are now.
Okay. Now we are.
Yes, we are. Sometimes, yes. You know what, when you have 100 phone lines coming in, sometimes it's hard to keep them all straight.
All right. Are we on the air?
We are.
Oh, okay.
So well, don't I say anything nasty.
I wouldn't dream of it. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to invite people to come out tonight. We have Tom Del Baccaro going to be our guest speaker tonight, and he is running for U.S. State Senator against, it will be Kamala Harris, I assume. But he is running for Barbara Boxer's seat that she is vacating. So this is a big deal because, you know, this is our opportunity, our chance perhaps, to put somebody who will represent us into the Senate to vote on some of these issues that will be coming up, at, like a Supreme Court nominee.
Right.
This is big.
This is huge.
And this is, he's just, I mean, we've got like four or five Republicans running, and he's the latest to come up here. He'll be also on the show tomorrow morning.
Oh, awesome.
So
we'll definitely give a listen to that.
We'll get him on. So that way that people that can't make it tonight then can listen what he's about tomorrow can call in and ask questions also.
Yes, and he was on Sovereign Minds yesterday as well. So we are trying to get the word out there. He's young and energetic and has some great ideas like abolishing the IRS and going to a flat tax system. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, you know, a lot of people have brought up this flat tax where everybody pays something. And it's, what, 10%, I think, is the number they use. I'm not sure, but I think it's 10%. But whatever you make, and you do away with all – you do away with all
loopholes.
Well, it's not just loopholes, but you do away with all write-offs.
Yes.
That includes mortgages, too, from what I understand.
That would go a long way to taking away the power brokers, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, the whole thing is that we've got so much money in politics now. I'm just, you know, the only way I could see – the only way it would take to get all this money and the lobbyists and – the backdoor deals out of it is to totally ban people from giving money to a politician and make it come all from the government. In other words, you put in, it says, do you want to give $2 of your tax return, you know, for that government agency that will then, you know, they split it among all the candidates. Is that something that we want?
Well, that's something that needs to be discussed. We have a candidate that we are supporting for state senator, Stephen Baird, and he just found out that what it costs to run just for a state senate seat, just to get your name on the ballot and a little blurb published in the voter handout, it's over $1,000 per county.
Huh.
So with 11 counties in his district, it's going to cost him just over $11,000 just to get his name put on the ballot.
Just to get the name on it, yeah. You know, there should be something. You know, what they're doing is they're trying to keep people from just putting their name on, you know, for $100, and I can see that. On the other hand, on something like this, there ought to be some kind of matching funds.
Yeah.
If you can come up with half of it, you know, and that's, you know, that's, if you come up with $5,500, then let the state come up with the other $55,000.
And yet someone who's running for the state senate down in L.A., where they share counties with other candidates because of the population, it costs them, they'd only even have to pay a portion of a county fee.
Yeah, well.
So
again,
it's totally unfair for rural areas.
Well, everything they're doing on rural areas is unfair, including this GPS, this proposed GPS tax.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know what, and Brian Daly said it perfectly. He said, I had those people with me, and I let them go with me as I drove the 50 miles round trip to get a prescription filled. And, you know, you don't have to worry. In town here, we can walk down, but you go out, you know, you get right outside of Reading, and you're driving forever. Okay. Hey, that's tonight, 6 p.m.
Tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Barney View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl and Linda.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Debbie is on a chat room. Is there a possibility to schedule the Utah Homeless Plan Administrator on your show? Okay, Debbie, we did that several weeks ago when he was in town. And he came on. His name's Lloyd Pendleton. So what you have to do is kind of go on back and see what day he appeared in front of, you know, for the Women's Fund and the Record Searchlight. And we had him on at 8 o'clock that morning. He talked to us for an hour about this whole plan. There was a lot of questions asked, maybe not completely, but a lot of questions asked. So I would just go to the Record Searchlight, look up Lloyd Pendleton, see where when he was talking that day, then go back in our archives, and we got a whole hour with him. And then the other one is that Utah guy, not Utah, but the San Antonio fellow, who also came up with their homeless plan, what's working down there. And I think I'm trying to remember what his name is. It's I don't know. I'll come up with that.
If Lori's listening, maybe she'll type in through the chat pack, and then we'll go and then we'll announce that, and you can go on the archives and hear that show.
Okay. And then Shasta Mind just said you can listen to the presentation on YouTube too. So you've got that also. So I'm not sure if he answered. I'm sure he said the same things during this presentation as he did on the show. We may have asked him some different questions. I'm not sure. The big question is, does this handle your homeless problem? No, it doesn't. It handles chronically homeless. Okay. We're going to go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning. We're great, Henry. What's on your mind?
Well, that lady said something about a flat tax. 10%.
Yep.
Flat tax does not work for business people. I'll explain a little bit if you got a minute why. For instance, in your business right there, if you paid a flat tax on your gross, then and you're not able to deduct the wages you pay your employees, how much money would you make?
We wouldn't be
you have to realize that there are some deductions that have to be left
right.
in place or a business can't make it. Most grocery stores don't run on that large a profit, for instance.
Well, neither do fast food or anything else run on that.
Now, if you think that the boys in Washington are going to leave it at 10%, I've got a piece of the Brooklyn Bridge I'd like to sell you.
Well, that's the other thing, too. But here's this. Would it work on a personal income tax?
It would for a fellow that works for wages and does nothing else.
Okay.
But he's not going to be, it's not going to be there for 10% very long because we're, what is it, $18 trillion in debt?
Yeah.
And 10% of every wage in the country isn't going to take care of that.
Well, nothing so far is taking care of it. Okay, Henry, that's good, very good points. Thanks. The other side of it.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Henry. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. It's 17 minutes after 8 here. Shelley Gibbs is with us. And from CareNet, and their big soiree is going to be here on this week, I guess, right? Pretty soon?
Yes, this Friday.
Okay, all right. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Redding's premier Aveda concept spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 304.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is the 29th of February, the last day of leap year. If you were born today, you'd be a leapling.
Leapling.
A leapling. And it's 20 minutes after 8, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 50 degrees, going up to 72 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business, give them a call. 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at Wind River. Linda's going to be singing down at Elements Lounge.
Thursday night.
Thursday night with her band of renown.
That's right. Rehearsing tonight. The band will be Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, my special guest. And it's just a really tasteful, tasty music night. Bernie Baker will be playing guitar. And so anyway, come on out and enjoy Romance on the River. We have all kinds of like friends, gals, guys, you know, come out, hang out with us. Good food, steak and lobster kind of food, and anything down to salads. 7 to 9 p.m.
$21.99 for steak and lobster. It's good.
243-3377. Make reservations.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a great beginning of March with great music.
And then in April, back there again, and with your backup crew.
Yeah.
And, you know, that they are, you know, they said they'd never do it again, but Linda's working
they're
on
gonna it. They're going to
do it. They're going to do it again. The, what do you call them?
Oreettes.
The what?
Oreettes.
The Oreettes. I'm not going to go there. Does it have something to do with diversity or something?
I have
or
no
non-diversity?
Idea. It'd be great, but anyway.
Okay.
So.
Hey, we're here with Shelley Gibbs from CareNet. You've got a big event coming up this week.
We do, this Friday.
This Friday. Is this one of your major fundraisers, Sarah?
It is. It actually is something we have never done before. So this fall we'll be celebrating our 32nd anniversary. And so this last fall in 2015, we hosted our traditional annual banquet and silent auction. And this spring we decided to swap kind of the venues and different things that we're doing. So instead of hosting a spring Walk for Life, which will be pushed to the fall of this year later on, we are hosting a completely different event. So it's called the State of CareNet Address. There's quite a few changes that have come up, both internally for us and then with the state. And so we wanted to kind of just open the door and open the conversation to the community. Normally, with a banquet, it's a little bit more traditional and formal, and we're wanting to invite the community to be a part of kind of a family conversation of anyone and any agency, any organization, any family. This is a family-friendly event where we just want to be talking about this topic of life and what's happening in our city and our state regarding this. So it'll be this Friday, March 4th. Doors open at 5:30. The event is from 6 to 8:30, and this is hosted at Reading Christian Fellowship at 2157 Victor Avenue. And we would love it if the community could RSVP just for seating. We will have refreshments. There'll be a dessert bar that's available throughout the evening, which will be wonderful. And then if you go to our website, it's carenetnorcal.org. You click on the right-hand margin, and that'll take you to our events page and tell you more about that, and you can RSVP there.
Okay, so again, just for everybody, that's this Friday, March 4th. Doors are going to open at 5:30. The event is held from 6 to 8:30 at Reading Christian Fellowship. That's on Victor. Go to carenetnorcal.org, register for the event, and I love that you're having this, you know, open discussion.
Yeah,
and
we're
it's
really
family friendly.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So it's going to be just, even though it's a kind of longer, we'll have some intermission in there. We're going to take a big portion of the evening just for Q&A. The community will allow to submit questions into a question box throughout the evening. Someone will help facilitate those questions, and we'll have a panel up on the stage to kind of talk through those particular issues, both at our small organization level, because we are our own separate nonprofit, as is every pregnancy center across the U.S. and in California, we're our own entity. So we'll be talking about locally as well as on a state level. So it'll be really great to kind of open the doors to the community. And this event is free. So normally our banquets, you're either purchasing a ticket or a table. This is open to the public and will be free for the entire evening.
You know, you go to your website, it's pretty amazing. Right now I'm looking at actually fetal development. And so I think it's great that if somebody really wants to find out about, you know, you can put a mask over what happens with women, but the fact that you're presenting what it is to celebrate life, talk about what happens with pregnancy and choices and all of the above. I just have to tell everybody they need to go to CareNet, NorCal.org, and check out some of the information on site.
Yeah, it's what we're trying to do is we talk when people talk about choices. So I don't want to stand on either side of the fence right now, but it's either you're pro-choice or you're pro-life. And pro-choice, you would think that they would talk about all the choices, and that's not necessarily the case. It's you have the choice to abort. Excuse me. And then that's the one item that's pushed. That's the agenda that is being pushed. And so on our website, we try to talk about those choices. We talk about fetal development. And so it's a way and a platform in order to educate women. It's really unique. It breaks my heart, actually, when we have people all the way from 15 all the way up into their 40s that don't really know about their bodies. They don't know about, you know, all of the practicality of what's going on inside of a woman's body, and I won't talk about that right now this morning, but then all the steps and stages that happen after that. I mean, even if you are married and you are going to OB care, you're not really getting that type of education with a nurse or a nurse practitioner. It's usually very quick and brief, and you're left to fend for yourself on the education piece. And we realize that there are some loopholes in that education, and we want to walk people through those stages, both by the day and the week and the month of fetal development, and help educate them on what really is going on in their body and what to expect. We actually have a really, it's about 7 minutes long. It's actually on the abortion page. CareNet, as a national organization, published that, and it actually helps educate people. It's not graphic. It's actually graphic images. It's more of a cartoon, but it talks about what is actually going on with abortion. And the pro-choice side doesn't talk about that very often, and we want women to be educated on that. If they do choose abortion, they need to know what's happening with their body, and they need to know what's happening with the particular type of procedures. Although we don't refer for that, we don't advocate for it, we still want people to make an educated choice.
Now, this is one of the things that you've been on before and we've talked about, is the law that was passed that said, well, we don't care if you're a private concern. We don't care if you don't take money from the state.
We don't care that you're faith-based.
We don't care if you're faith-based. We don't care what your religion is. That you still have to give information on where to find to have an abortion performed.
Right. That's AB 775. Right.
And that passed.
It did. It's in law.
And it says you have to put your people have to brief on it, or do they just have to have a sign up? That you can, I mean, even with the sign, it's got to be a certain size and all the
two different ways or all of the above. So it could either be that we train our team to distribute handouts, or there's a sign that's posted that was amended. It's actually 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, 22 size font that says if you are seeking these types of services, STD testing, abortion, etc., here's where you can find that. And so that is supposed to be posted that we either train our team that they vocally speak to someone and refer them, and as well as give them a handout, or that it's posted and they can write that down. So that law is in effect as of January 1 of this year. That was signed last fall by our Governor Brown. And then just recently, Assemblyman Gallagher has posed something, and we can talk about that.
Right after the break. All right. We're here with Shelley Gibbs from CareNet. They're having a fundraiser, but it's much more on Friday at Reading Christian Fellowship. It's free to go there.
Yes.
And to talk about everything that's going on in the movement for pro-life and other things there, so that people can make their own decision and where to get all the information at.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
Mm.
Voted best in the North State in 2015 with outstanding service for well over 20 years. Better known business. Like I said, best in the North State. If you got an emergency, it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Only dreaming, yeah. I can see them. Then once again. You said you would come and dance with me.
Bot and the Bluebirds March 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino in Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards along with Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Bernie Baker on guitar. Enjoy the special steak and lobster from the Romance on the River menu. Thursday, March 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. in Elements. Call 243-3377 for reservations today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Good morning, everyone. Happy day. Happy Monday. It's leap day. Leap year.
All you leaplings out there that were born this day. It is 8:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live all over the world, right, Des? At KCNR1460.com.
50 degrees.
And if you have any questions you want to ask Des from the, you know, from the Netherlands, just hop in here. She's got all types of questions, even for answers we haven't even asked. 72, it's going to go up to 72 today, and it's 50 degrees right now. It's going to be raining maybe a little bit tomorrow. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Better known business. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guys down there. Somebody came in the other day and said, you know what, this just, you know, he gave Logan a chance. Now, Gary said he gave Logan a chance to cut his hair. Now, have you seen Gary's, you've seen Gary's hair, his haircut?
Yeah.
It's a buzz cut.
It is.
So how can you screw that one up? I mean, can you?
He gave him a chance?
He said, I thought I'd give him a chance.
Oh.
So he gave him a chance. Anyway. Okay. But you have Logan, of course, DC, and Tim. DC, of course, being our veteran-owned business here at Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Oorah. Great place to go to. And then wander down the street to Classic Cafe where you can get chip beef on toast.
Yeah, we went there last Monday.
Put a little hot sauce on that, and you can clog your arteries right away. But it is outstanding food at Classy Cafe. Every Millie and Kathy have got new. They've got new equipment down there. They've got a new ice maker. They've got it all. Thanks to everybody that went in for that fundraiser, Classy Cafe with Millie and Kathy, and of course, Cypress Square Barbershop. All right. It's 26 minutes, or, yeah, 26 minutes until 9 o'clock. We're here with Shelley Gibbs, who is the, I don't, are you the CEO? Is that what you are? The director? Or what are you?
I'm the executive director.
Executive director of CareNet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having their fundraiser this Friday.
We are. I'm so excited about this.
And it's going to be a huge turnout down there at Reading Christian Fellowship.
Yeah, we'll have seating for about 500.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. But you'd like to have people, you know, tell them you're coming. You know,
yeah, we'd love RSVPs. That will help us with just the food and mm-hmm. knowing how to seat everyone properly and make sure we've got enough room, because it is a family-friendly event. So we don't want this just being a 65 or over, those of you that are maybe retired and have are advocating for life. We want this. There's no generational lines with this subject. This needs to be that we start talking to our children about this, and that our teenagers are involved, and people in their 20s and 30s, etc., that are advocating for life. And this isn't something that we wait until it's too late to have this conversation. Abortion has been legal in our nation for 43 years, and that's been my entire lifetime. So there's just a different mindset behind it. And so I'd love to
A kid.
Yeah. Well, before we took the break, you were talking about another bill that's being introduced by, did you say an assemblyman?
Yeah, Assemblyman Gallagher. It was introduced on February 19th. So what he's doing is the original bill to promote for abortion was AB 775, and he's promoting another bill, AB 2775. And that is, many people have brought this subject matter up, both every time we share publicly or even here on the radio or in other venues in which, like, hey, well, if they're forcing you to advocate for abortion, why aren't abortion clinics supposed to be advocating for life? And so Assemblyman...
It just makes sense. I mean, if what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
So that's what's happening, is that Assemblyman Gallagher has advocated for that to happen with this new bill. So 2775 is going to vote to enforce abortion clinics to advocate for life and to promote to pregnancy centers.
So it'd just be just like you. You have to put up an 11 by whatever piece
right.
of paper that says if you're thinking about keeping your baby, this is where you go to.
Right. And that would have to be throughout the state of California.
You would think of pro-choice, which means pro-choice means you're pro-life also, I would think.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Why wouldn't they have that already?
That's a choice.
That's a choice. That's either life or abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, there's your choice. And, you know, instead, if you say to somebody, oh, I'm pro-choice, well, you mean you're pro-abortion. And they don't, I mean, people don't like to hear that. They don't want to say
pro-death?
That.
Pro-death? I'm pro-death.
Well,
ouch.
But pro-choice to me means both sides.
Right, absolutely.
Pro-life means just that. Pro-life, I don't really want to talk about anything else. Okay. To me, it just seems like, you know what, you're not taking my money. My government funds do not go to you.
Right.
You are a religious organization. You're out there helping people. You've got lots of volunteers. You've got people you pay. You do. I know there's so many other organizations here in town that send people to you for diapers and clothing and help and assistance,
right.
you know, with their, you know, with
which
their family.
Which we love. We love that connection and that collaboration.
Yeah, we've had Julia
DePrada
coming in here, you know, mm-hmm. and talking about this. You know, they're really strong, you know, proponents of you all. So it seems to me is that, again, we've got the government sticking their face into things. That's really, it's a private concern, a private religious concern.
Right.
If it was the opposite way, and it was a private religious concern for the pro-choice, I would say the same thing. But
if we were accepting millions of dollars from government money, and the government said, okay, well, since we're giving you all this money, then we need to have our hands in the pot.
There it is. You know, we need to be able to say something about it.
So we'll see.
For some reason, I'm not holding my breath that this is going to pass. You would think it would pass, and perhaps people would look at it and go, okay, we can do this.
The other one passed with flying colors on both sides, Assembly and the Senate.
Anyway, okay. So.
But we will briefly talk about that on Friday. We're mostly going to spend our time talking about celebrating life and the plans that we have for this upcoming year. We've also been given land. That we could potentially build on. We are not launching a capital campaign right now, but this entity has given us the opportunity to lease this land for $1 a year for 100 years. And we're just at the discussion stages right now about what that might look like to build our own building later on. But that's farther down the road. We've got a few fish to fry right now as far as team development and hiring proper staffing, et cetera.
Well, you're in the middle of a hiring frenzy right now.
We are. We're actually hiring for 3 part-time positions, and our goal is to start at part-time and that those 3 positions would turn into full-time. So we are hiring right now for a front desk receptionist, a nurse manager, as well as an events coordinator. So those are 3 positions that we are advocating for, and you can find information on our website about that. You're going to go over to get involved in the job opportunities there, or you can stop by the center. We're located at 2460 Athens Avenue, and you can pick up an application packet, meet some of our team, and get a quick tour.
And you're across the street from Classic Cafe.
We are. We love
and
Cafe
Cypress,
Millie.
Yeah, and Cypress Square Barbershop. You're kind of like that's the area you're in, except you're across the street.
Yep, absolutely.
And you go over there to Kathy and Millie's, huh?
We do. We actually we're getting ready to go there for one of our team meetings coming up. Lovely ladies.
They are.
We're big advocates of them as well.
Do you have SOS over there?
No.
You don't have the chipped beef on toast?
I haven't had that yet. I'm going to take the 5th on that.
Take the 5th, not the faith. Let's just get that, what you heard over the air.
I think you should
take the 5th on that, not the faith on that.
I'll think about it.
You'll think about it. You're a woman of great courage.
This is true. Anyway, they're amazing, and they're such advocates for the entire community, especially veterans. So we love them very much.
Okay.
Well, thank you for all that you do. And again, highlighting Shelley Gibbs here today. The event is at Reading Christian Fellowship on Victor Avenue this Friday. And doors open at 5:30. The event goes from 6 to 8. It's free, but you need to register so people know, right?
Yeah, 6 to 8:30, yeah. Actually.
6 to 8:30.
And if you show up and you haven't registered, it's still okay.
Absolutely. And doors are open.
Yeah. Real quickly here before we go for a break and conclude is CareNet provides a lot more than just counseling.
Right.
Because you have all these other things you help people with.
And the term that we do use internally is either a client advocate or peer counseling, because I want to be very forthcoming that we do not have licensed marriage and family therapists on site. We do refer for that, and we do have offices in which are licensed and will take our clients for free. And so we are huge. We're really big on having those relationships in the community, that if there's a service that we cannot provide, that we're able to get them plugged into that service immediately in the community. But we're doing pregnancy tests. That's a really big need, actually, where women are needing pregnancy verification for either Medi-Cal purposes or going to their OB doctor. So we do provide that. We have volunteer nurses on staff, and we do first trimester ultrasounds. And then we have our incentive program that's referred to Learning for Life, and that is an education program that walks them through their pregnancy and until their children are 3. So we have the ability to be in relationship with them for almost 4 years, and we do have several families that stay in the program that long. They're earning points, which are like Monopoly money, so that just turns right into cash, and they're using that for diapers, wipes, formula, furniture, cribs, clothing, etc., anything that we have. We have many, many women in the community that just solely make Afghans and quilts and all different types of blankets that they want to just go straight to those families. And then we have other agencies, both churches, Catholic Daughters of America, as well as other businesses that host baby showers. And that is different than being a monthly donor or giving financially. They're giving those in-kind donations. And all of those items go directly to the family. So people will gather together and host a baby shower, not for one particular client or family, but for the center at large. And then I come back to the center with truckloads of items. And it just blows my mind to see how the community comes together. So we'll do a diaper drive. That sometimes happens. And this particular generation does not use cloth diapers, so disposable diapers are a huge need, and they're very expensive. And so that's something that we try to help provide as well, and that's part of our program. And then we're partnered with other people. I'm going to mutilate this, but it's the CalFresh Nutrition Program They come in and they teach a nutrition class once a month, and then we're getting ready to incorporate love and logic classes as well, and then we've got post-abortion counseling. So there's numerous services that we have. We just encourage people to stop by our center if they're not familiar with our services, and then either other partnerships, Nurse Family Partnership Program, Healthy Babies Program, the WIC program, they're all referring to us as well. So it's amazing to see what's happening in the community where we can rally together to help families.
Well, there's a lot of things that you do. And, again, one of the parts is that you stand up as individuals and as a group to, you know, for your beliefs. And it's, and you are a non-government agency. You don't take any money from the government. You don't take any tax money. And you fight. And you fight for something you believe in, even if you've got the government imposing things that, are, you know, frankly are unfair. And it's being fought in court. Wait, from what I understand, it's still going on.
It is.
So, you know, this. And if nothing else, at least get parity from the other side. So, okay. Friday.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Friday,
March 4th.
March 4th.
6 to 8:30 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. Free event.
At the Reading Christian Fellowship Center, which is on Victor Street.
Victor Avenue.
Victor Avenue, and it's plenty of parking.
Yes, they just actually extended their parking lot, so we can pack it in.
Free.
So exciting.
Food. Great conversation.
Right. We're going to take a break now. Wonderful having you on, Shelley, again
so
about
much.
This event on Friday. KCNR 1460, we'll see you right after these messages.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and of course, reloading supplies. The Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
It's villainous fun at the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino Year to Remember, Saturday, March 5th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentation, and silent auction. Join us as we recognize amazing organizations, with one receiving an additional gift. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. So channel your favorite villain for the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember, Saturday, March 5th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, because there is one in all of us. For more information, call 242-4516.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on Leap Day in Ireland. In the old days, this is when women could propose to men.
Huh.
I don't know, what happens when they say no?
Well, they have to pay a fine. They can be fined
well,
back in the old days.
That was the old days. Oy, oy, oy.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Veteran-owned business that has discounts at Espresso Joe's for veterans. And walk next door to a just super tobacco emporium with a walk-in humidor. You just want to kind of just stay in there and soak up the ambiance. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. What?
No, I'm just looking at you.
Soaking up the...
No, I mean, I just have to... I read this story this morning. I have to, you know... I know that Bob is a cat lover. And we, you know, people who have dogs and cats, never had really, you know, cats. But you guys... We have a girlfriend who's, like, got a cat cam at her house on her cell phone. And she can check in. While we were gone for did a little couple's weekend and got away with them, she checked in several times to her cat cam to see what the kitties were doing. And they were nowhere to be seen. She was like, I wonder why they're not frolicking.
It's because the dog, it smells like a skunk. That's why.
No. Anyway. Anyway, so you're a cat lover, Bob. You've got how many?
Currently, we have five.
Oh.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to send you that
how
card.
How many inside?
All of them. We don't believe in having outside cats.
Okay.
Well, first of all, where you live, there wouldn't be outside cats. They're known then as coyote, pork chops.
Yeah, well, we have outside
they're
cats that actually are survivors in our neighborhood, the same ones, that decide that they like to make our bark their kitty litter. And you always can smell when it comes to the rain. That kind of, like, dampens the earth again, of course. And just, anyway, so I have to tell you the story.
By the way, Des says Bob's a cat lover. That explains a lot. Talking about the cat suit.
Okay, so when a woman got in her car in Santee and drove away, she never knew what went along for the ride. It was not until a good Samaritan waved to her to get into the pullover near one of the, you know, one of the areas in Mission Gorge that she saw a cat stuck in her bumper.
Oh.
The cat probably saw several of its nine lives pass before its eyes during the 8 mile drive. Luckily, the people were able to rescue the cat from the bumper, and our animal control officer brought the cat to the shelter for immediate veterinary evaluation. Amazingly, the cat is fine, and thanks to a microchip, the cat has already been reunited with its owner, who actually lives next door to the car owner. So when you say, I don't believe in outdoor cats, you know, it's really funny because cats will crawl into the top of your tire. Or they crawl into a bumper to keep warm.
Go into the engine compartment. Yeah.
So that's what they're saying. You need to tap your bumper.
Too bad.
Tap your car.
Too bad a couple of the cats. I don't know who didn't jump in my car.
No.
You know what? As soon as I found that out, down the road we go.
My goodness.
Anyway, okay. Things that are going on. We've talked about the Oscars, right? We've talked about, you know, what's going on there. We've talked about, okay, Super Tuesday tomorrow. Everybody tomorrow. It's going to be interesting to see who's not leaving or who is leaving and who's not leaving after tomorrow, Super Tuesday. Hundreds of delegates are up for grabs. Texas. Cruz is leading in Texas. Cruz won't back off. Cruz will say, I'm winning in Texas. Guess what? I have a chance. Now, neither Cruz nor Trump are very well liked by the GOP. The national GOP sovereigns there. They like Rubio better because they think Rubio's got a chance, got a good chance to win. So if Trump loses out to Cruz, it's going to be an interesting thing.
Hmm.
But Trump is still pushing hard, you know, and everybody that says, oh, Trump will be out by, you know, January, Trump will be out by, you know, February, Trump will be out by March. You know, guess what? Trump's not out. He's still there. And again, I know people write to me and say, how can you question Trump? It's easy. I can do that because I look at Trump. I'm not saying that some of the things he says isn't, you know, you kind of feel, you know, like, yes, it's absolutely true. A lot of things he says is absolutely true. We need to put a wall on the border, either electronic wall or real wall. I don't care. I think electronically we could do it with people and all the assets we have.
Well, Christie has thrown his support behind Trump. And still what?
Is the, well, he has been there. People are asking about that. Anyway, okay. I just think that tomorrow is really a huge election, and to see what happens after tomorrow. You know, for as far as primaries go, and it'll be. I'm looking at both sides here, and I'm thinking, is Trump who we want to be president? Is Hillary who we want to be president? Now, will it come down to the fact is, who do you want least to be president?
Hmm.
I think it's going to be like that. I don't like that choice. It should be that you throw yourself behind somebody because you want them, be it he or she, you want them. You think it's the absolute best choice. I'm hearing lifelong liberal Democrats saying she's a crook or stupid. I mean, do you want that?
Hmm.
And she enables her husband, who is a sexual predator. I mean, do you want that as your president? Or do you want somebody that just automatically ticks off everybody, whether it's the United States or the world? And frankly, I don't care, what the other worst of the world thinks. As long as the president does a great job for Americans, that's his job. That's what you hire him for. And then there was this joker on the Oscars last night who is an Englishman making a joke about megalomaniacs and Trump. And nobody laughed. I mean, you are an Englishman. You've got enough of your own problems. Don't be coming over here and making fun. Start with your own guys first. So, anyway, this week, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
We've got Congressman LaMalfa will be here on Friday. Well, he'll be calling in. He may be here. Tomorrow we've got the guy that's running for Senate. We'll be here in the morning at 8 o'clock with Trish Clark. She's got the show tomorrow. I'll be down in Sacramento at the California Highway Patrol Citizens Advisory Board, where we listen to the Highway Patrol from the leaders of the Highway Patrol, the commissioner and his people about problems that they're facing, what they're doing to solve them. One of the big problems they're having is recruiting, just like everybody else is finding people that can get through the process and then do a six-month school in the Highway Patrol and to have that. And that's not easy. By the time it starts to the time it finishes, and it used to be 2 years, now they're trying to get it down to 1 year, they still lose something like 85% of the people. From the time they say that they want, they're interested in being a highway patrolman, by the time they get them through the physical, the oral exams, then the background checks in the school, they lose a lot of people. And their diversity, they're really pushing out for diversity.
Good.
And yet when you look at their graduating class, it looks much like the highway patrol, which is Caucasian and a male. But they are reaching out. They're trying to do everything they can to encompass people and still keep the standards up,
mm-hmm.
because Highway Patrol has got high standards. So I'm honored to be on the Citizens Advisory Board. There's only 12 of us from the state. I represent the northern region.
And again, do they tell you before you get there what you're going to be discussing tomorrow?
I've got the agenda on there. And again, we're going into customer service. That's probably not the right word to use, but it's customer service. But I've got a bunch of things. I've met with the chief up here and several of his captains.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got things that we're going to take on down there, too.
So it'll be interesting to follow up with you on Wednesday to see what they're talking about on a state level.
Yeah. And they've come back and talked about the attrition rate. The attrition rate is going to be horrendous in the next couple of years in the Highway Patrol, like a third of the Highway Patrol, the sworn officers and the administrative people are going to be gone because they're hitting that age. When they hit 30 years, they're gone. I mean, like the day after.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, with the way the system was set up, is those people who are now 52, 53, 54, with all this knowledge, they're working for free.
So they
get out. They do something else.
Aren't you curious? Or, the thing that comes up the question that pops up into my mind is 20 years ago, what would have been the guidelines in order to pass all the rules and examinations and everything to become a police officer, as opposed to the what the guidelines are today?
Well, you can't use drugs in the last year. And they have people showing up. They have people showing up for the interviews that have been using marijuana on the trip over because they're a little nervous. It kind of calms them down. I mean, and the other thing they're having with the millennials is millennials are asking, what's in it for me? In other words, it's not protect and serve. It's what can I get out of this?
Uh-huh.
And I'm using the term millennials in a, you know, I mean, I'm in a broad sense, not all of them, of course.
What am I going to get out of it?
What am I getting out of this? And well,
they get a nice retirement.
You get a great retirement if you stay the whole time.
Right.
And or a percentage of it. They're getting a lot of military coming in,
mm-hmm.
which is good. So, I mean, and I just saw something out of the VFW magazine, Veterans Foreign War, that many, many military are now in as they're serving as police officers and in the law enforcement agencies through, I mean, at all levels, mm-hmm. from city to feds. So. All right.
Well, big morning today. It's been great. Have a wonderful Monday on this leap day. Go ahead, and if you're going to propose to your spouse, do it.
It's a good guy.
Significant other.
It's good guys against bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR Shasta Redding.
And now, news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He's backpedaling. Donald Trump initially said that he knew nothing about former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. Well, now Trump is telling NBC's Today Show that he couldn't clearly hear the questions that were posed by CNN host Jake Tapper.
I'm sitting in a house in Florida with a very bad earpiece that they gave me, and you could hardly hear what he was saying. But what I heard was various groups, and I don't mind disavowing anybody, and I disavowed David Duke.
He says he disavowed Duke on Facebook and Twitter all weekend long. Other candidates, namely Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, have accused Trump of refusing to reject Duke's endorsement. On the other side of the political aisle, Hillary Clinton casting herself as a civil alternative to the insults, bullying, and personal attacks that she says have consumed the Republican contest. And the Bernie Sanders campaign has raised more than $36 million this